let's get down to business, shall we?
Let's go, baby.
We've talked about this, and I think it's really unfortunate that whatever happened, and we're never going to know the true answers, but a lot of people have garnered this opinion of Marcus Mariota from the Netflix show a few years ago, and I really don't think maybe he had a tough end of season in Atlanta on a bad year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I really think Marcus is an absolute stand-up guy. I think there's a reason Brian Johnson
wanted to get him here. If you listen to his teammates, it tells you everything you need to know. Listen, I don't buy everything. Like, all those shows, I keep telling you, they produce the hell out of those shows. And what gets people to follow?
Sure.
Controversy.
Yeah.
So if they didn't have anything controversial, I think just showing quarterbacks just getting ready and throwing balls wouldn't have been good. You got to have a story that picks up. And when they saw any little thing that could make somebody seem different, they threw that stuff out there. And they push it. So.
Well, I thought there was an answer. So Jaden didn't practice yesterday. Oh, dude, if you thought Jaden was practicing yesterday, you're from Uranus. I don't know what planet you're from.
You're from where?
Mars. Is that easier? Saturn? You prefer Saturn?
You could take that other thing into whatever you want it to be, dog.
Get your head out of the gutter,
I'm
Brian.
Just saying,
I'm talking
Jay,
planets, dude.
You said it, brother.
This coaching staff has been very good about giving guys rest. And if they're a little beat up, they definitely rest them. So we know that Jaden came out of the game last week, and we saw him in visible pain on the sideline. There wasn't a situation. This could be NFC Championship week, and he wouldn't have practiced yesterday. So for any sort of, like, pearl clutching or shock that he didn't practice yesterday, I don't know where you arrive at that conclusion.
First of all, man, listen, let me just – I was thinking about this earlier when I walked in here. If he had practiced yesterday – you know how many questions? Even if he could have practiced yesterday, he wasn't practicing yesterday. Because one thing I've noticed, this team doesn't care about just, oh, any news is good news. Any attention is great attention. No, no, no. They don't buy that.
They're out of that business.
I'm focusing on getting my team ready to play without a bunch of BS surrounding it. And that's what they did. You know what I mean? Hell, if he practiced today, somebody might pop up. But guess what? The farther along it gets from the coach and anybody have to ask all them damn questions, things may go how you want it to go. But come on, man. Let's stop making big stories out of nothing.
What I did like yesterday was listening to Marcus Mariota, who spoke after practice. And specifically, but right now I'm just going to read it. I think a big part of why this works is just Marcus has the most kind of Hawaiian chill vibes. Like, he's just easygoing,
yeah.
Right? But another part of it is, you know, you hear the phrase, like, walk a mile in my shoes,
yep.
Right? Mariota has walked these exact shoes. He's a number two overall pick that won a Heisman Trophy winner and was drafted with a ton of expectations to Tennessee. And obviously it didn't break right, and it looks like it's a different trajectory for Jaden. But he understands the media pressure, the family pressure, like all of these things that, you know, Marcus from Hawaii and went to Oregon, and Jaden's from SoCal and went to ASU and then LSU. Mm-hmm. But like,
he went from SoCal to LSU. That's a total different culture. That's culture shock.
He can understand a lot of what pressure that really doesn't seem to bother Jaden, but at least what's coming his way. And I think if you can zoom out from a fan view of, oh, my God, we need Jaden out there, we got to win every game, to a this is my life, this is my career, try to take it all in totality. Mm-hmm. I just thought this answer from Mariota was so smart. The question was that he was asked how he can help Jaden through this experience. And he said, I think first and foremost, just being smart and understanding what's most important. I think early on in my career, you get very worked up about, I got to play this week. Sometimes it's focusing on your health in the long term. So if it gets to that point and he doesn't feel like he's ready to roll, I'm here to help, kind of that. And I want him to understand that and feel comfortable with that. And also, I think it's us as a quarterback room to make sure that if he's not getting the amount of reps that he usually gets through the week, helping him get those reps in the quarterback room, helping him manage so if his number is called and he is playing on Sunday, that he's ready to roll. I think it's just a collective group. It's one of those things that happens in the course of a regular season, and we just all are going to work together to make sure that whoever is playing on Sunday is successful.
See, that's the thing about when he was talking yesterday, he discussed the fact that it's not just the one quarterback that may be getting the reps that week or playing that week. It's the whole room.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Because you know what? I may see some, but I may not see the thing on the side. You can help me out. And if everybody works together and they do the same, like, I go to this. I was playing golf with Denny Hamlin one day. And I asked him a question. I said, man, how do the contracts work? Because, you know, you have a team out there on the track. And they help each other out.
Sure.
He said, B. Mitch, Coach Gibbs is a genius. Let's say your contract is up this year. What me and Landfill going to do, we're going to block people to make sure you win a lot of races. Because whatever contract you get, guess who else gets it? Us. So the next time the next person's contract up, you go and you try to get more. We're going to try to get the next person more money. If everybody is successful, they don't just look. They'll look at that starting quarterback. They'll look at the offense coordinator. They're going to look at who else was in this room with these people. You know, it all works hand in hand. So I think that what he said about it's about the whole room helping each other out, I buy that 100%.
I do too. And I don't know. You don't want to read into too much. But when you hear Mariota say, I don't know. I'm going to read this again. I think it's us as a quarterback room to make sure that if he's not getting the amount of reps that he usually gets through the week, helping him get those reps in the quarterback room, helping him manage so that if his number is called and he is playing on Sunday, that he's ready to roll.
Yeah.
I think yesterday, Jaden not practicing in no way means he's not – in no way shuts the door on him playing Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think –
But we know he's going to go out there anyway and study beyond to make sure he knows what's going on. You know, when I heard him talk about the reason that he did all of this stuff with the virtual reality thing, it made more sense to me. Instead of having to go through everything and the wear and tear gets on your body, you don't have to go through it. But you get everything at a higher clip mentally.
I think, I don't know, it is 10:18 a.m. starts Sunday at 4:25.
I don't know. I'm at that point right now where...
How many people are texting you about it? Everyone you know?
Everywhere I go, I'm talking to somebody or whatever, but I saw the thing, I told you about this yesterday when I got here yesterday. I sent the clip to you on Tuesday, and I said, you know what, this is the tough dude, but... The more I think, I was thinking, oh, he's going to be there, no problem at all. But then when you start hearing stuff a little bit and you understand the importance of, just like everybody that wants us to go all in for the trade deadline, also just change everything you had planned and just go something new because something is working well. I think that everybody else thinks that way. But then again, I'm at a point where they may say, you know, to hell with that. We care about 10, 15 years, not one game. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of like at a toss-up now.
I am too. I think we have to understand that if they play him, it's because rest doesn't make it better. If he's in a situation where rest is the difference, then okay, rest him. But if they play, I think it's because it's the type of injury that playing or not doesn't impact it. Now, could that become complicated if he strains it or bruises the impacted area more? Yeah, and that's the risk.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, dude, not to equate, not to cross-populate here, but last night was it the whole NBA opener? I guess Tuesday was the NBA opener, and then last night was like a ton of teams opened, right? Last night was the Sixers opener. I know that.
And they did not play their two stars. Well, two of their stars.
And honestly, the Sixers lost 124 to 109 in their home opener. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the way the Sixers operate.
Well, the league is already this is the first game of the season they're already being investigated by the NBA.
Well, right. And Joel Embiid has declared that he's never going to play a back-to-back again. Paul George, apparently all the testing came back with nothing wrong, but he just needs some time. Like, I use that as a point to say, I don't think ownership's going to push Jaden to play this week.
Yeah. And that, because that is the team that's owned by ownership.
Right.
So, but the ultimate thing, and this was Kendrick Perkins last night, say, he had no problem playing in Olympics. And now all of a sudden, when the people that really pay you pops up, you say, oh, I'm not good right now. Please.